Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Wow, did I ruffle some feathers with my video last week where I criticized the vaccine confidence model legislation that was being introduced by Dell Bigtree's organization called ICANN, which is the Informed Consent Action Network. And it's the legislative branch of that. And I'm going to share that link with you in just a moment. And what's interesting is I was contacted by a few people who are associates of Dell's. I did not hear from Dell Bigtree himself. And I will say that it was very touching to know that there are people that are so loyal to Dell Bigtree and that they reached out on his behalf to ask me why I would do a, I'll just kind of summarize why I would criticize Dell Bigtree publicly without asking him first privately about this initiative. And I guess they didn't listen to the video, because in the beginning of the video, I actually said that we reached out to his organization and we heard nothing back. In fact, I'm going to read to you exactly the very lengthy, detailed correspondence that my assistant sent asking for clarification on this bill. And the other thing is, I actually didn't criticize Dell Bigtree. I criticized the bill. And I even said, gosh, it seems like it was written by an intern because it is so off base. And I also stand by my analysis of this bill. I'm going to break all that down for you in just a moment. We're going to look at that organization. We're going to look at how much money that they get. And we're going to look at the actual statement that, you know, my team reached out with to Dell Bigtree and Aaron Seary, who is the attorney for ICANN and also for Children's Health Defense. And you may know that Dell Bigtree was brought on by RFK Jr. to be his campaign manager. And if you've been watching this channel for any time, you know how I feel about RFK Jr. and his kind of, well, I will just say that his stance on the cocktails is quite troubling to me, and I've done several videos about that in the past. So let's do this. Oh, it also bent a couple of people out of shape that I have a sponsor for the show. And on that note, you're going to hear a word from the sponsor of my show, and we are hopping right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And having sponsors is a way that I can bring you this information. I can do the research. I can produce these videos at no cost to you. And unlike some of the big names in the freedom movement, I don't have a huge production crew. I don't have a production crew. It's just me doing my own research and bringing you these videos, editing these videos, uploading these videos. So I don't have a huge team of script writers and I don't have a set. I'm just on a computer with a lamp here. So yeah, very low budget. Anyway, let's do this. Let's hear from my very valued sponsor. And this is noblegoldinvestments.com. This is a message for you if you are interested in protecting your retirement with gold, because gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and the US treasuries are buying more gold. And the good news is that gold is predicted to go up even more. The investment bank UBS predicted that gold would go up to $5,000 an ounce. And Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. You can give them a call as well. 877-646-5347. It seems like everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. You will have the same dedicated all-American expert to assist you with all of your questions every step of the way. And if you open up a qualified account this month, you are going to get a 1/4 ounce free gold standard coin. So go to noblegoldinvestments.com. I will have a link for you in the description box below. Of course, every investment carries a risk. There's no guarantee of any kind, but find out from the experts for yourself at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, a few days ago, I did a lengthy video where I shared with you my concerns over this bill that Dell Bigtree and his organization, ICANN Legislate, is introducing into different states. If you haven't seen this video, it is going on almost 10,000 views, and there are some very interesting comments there. And the comments that I got actually were, some of the personal comments that I got were not in the comment section. I had a couple of people reach out to me who are associates of Dell Bigtree. And I will say that how wonderful it is that they have, that he has people that are so loyal to him. But there are a couple of things where there needs to be clarification. So I'm just going to summarize the concerns of the individuals that reached out to me. And I appreciate that they did. I appreciate that they wanted to check with me personally. And there were two concerns. And the number one concern was, why are you doing this, you know, hit campaign on Del Bigtree? You know, he is a leader in the freedom movement. And that was one of their concerns. And then the other concern was, why didn't you reach out to him privately with, you know, about this bill? Why did you just do a YouTube video on it? Now, this actually, I think, is even more important to me than what I'm going to share with you, which is the details of how I reached out. But what troubled me is, did these individuals not watch the video? Did they only go by the headline? Or if they watched the video, what happened? Because in the video, very early in the video, I actually didn't even associate the bill with Del Bigtree. I associated it with Children's Health Defense, RFK. And then I realized that I had misspoken. And then I said, oh, you know, RFK Jr. and Del Bigtree are working closely together. And I'm actually bringing more information now that I realized he was actually tapped to be the campaign manager. And they also shared the same attorney, Aaron Seary. And we also reached out to Aaron Seary's law firm to ask him about this dreadful bill. So that's one thing that it actually goes hand in hand with. The other thing is, I didn't even criticize Del Bigtree. I criticized the bill. And I even said, gosh, it sounds like it was written by one of his interns, because there's so much here that is troubling. And that was the exact phrase that I used, that it was troubling. Now, many of you made very colorful comments, which are in the comments. And I suppose the individuals who reached out to me to defend Del, I guess they thought that I wrote those comments, or that I was calling him, you know, something. And actually, I never did that. So what troubles me the most, I guess, is that people hear what they want to hear and disregard the rest. I did a video on that as well, as several days ago or a few weeks ago, based on the lyrics of that song, where the information in the video is clear. I actually never criticized Del Bigtree. And I don't think anyone is above criticism. Plenty of people criticize me. That's how we learn and grow. I had plenty of people flee from this channel when I brought out the facts about the Vatican promoting these gender fluid surgeries and all of that. And people lost their minds. Some people lost their minds over it and attacked me for bringing that information. And it happened again when I criticized the policies of Netanyahu, because I'm not in favor of war. And my video was called, If War is the Answer, I Have Questions. And I had plenty of people call me out on that, because they thought that I was an anti-Semite because I was questioning the policies of a political leader. That's like making me personally liable for what Biden does, or making Californians personally liable for what Newsom does. So that was kind of strange to me as well. So I've had plenty of people flee this channel, and I'm sure many of them fled when I showed the inconsistencies with RFK Jr.'s stance on the cocktails, where he very clearly states that he's in favor of them if, in his words, if they help more than harm. Those are his exact words. And he has stated that again and again and again and again. It wasn't just a one-off comment. So I've had plenty of people flee the channel because they were uncomfortable with the facts that I was bringing about people that they liked and trusted. So I get it. And I'm sure that's happening now here. I did a video previously where somebody called me out saying, how dare you talk about Del Bigtree that way? And then I actually played the video. And what I said was, I don't see eye to eye with him. So I guess that's a horrible thing to say. And I certainly don't see eye to eye with him on this bill. And I criticized the bill, and I stand by my statements. Now, there was a second concern that some of these individuals brought to my attention, and they said, Peggy, I can't believe that you're doing this on your channel instead of going to Del Bigtree you know, privately and personally? Well, let me share with you exactly what happened prior to my making this video. And frankly, I thought this video was just going to be like just sort of an off the cuff, hey, did you know this horrible bill is out there being produced and promoted? I had no idea that I was going to be ruffling so many feathers. So before I share with you that letter, a very detailed letter with very specific questions that went unanswered by both Dell Bigtree, there was not even a response. There was a short response by Aaron Seary's law firm. But before we do that, I want to show you exactly what it is I'm talking about, because some of you weren't able to find the links. So I will have links for you again. And here we are going on over to the Informed Consent Action Network. And interestingly, I also did another video about the whole concept of informed consent and how I'm really not aligned with that phrase anyway, because it really protects the doctors from being sued because you agreed to doing what they're doing. And I don't like that word consent when it's used with all of the cocktails. I would rather have the phrase no consent and my rights are superior and I have sovereignty over my body. I would like to have the informed sovereignty over your medical rights network. Maybe I'll create something like that. So there has been a lot of good work. I'm not negating that. The same thing with RFK Jr. I'm fully aware of the information that they brought forward in terms of bringing focus and people more aware of the harms in these cocktails. But I draw the line with being so focused on the ingredients on the cocktails and the safety testing that has no impact for me whatsoever. The most important thing for me is that you have a right of no consent and not informed consent, no consent. So here he is, Dell Bigtree, and you may know him from The High Wire. I don't watch that show. I've seen a couple episodes here or there where people have sent that to me. But what I found is on their legislative branch, which is the ICANN legislate. And again, I'll show you right on the homepage of this ICANN legislate. Oh, here it is, the political arm of ICANN. So this is where you find the model bills. There are several of them. And here I clicked on the one, which was very troubling to me, which was the vaccine confidence bill. I broke that down in a previous video. I will leave a link for you in the description box below of the video and of this bill so you can read it for yourself. Now, I also did a little more investigation and I found out that the Informed Consent Action Network in 2022 brought in $13.4 million. Gee, that's the exact same amount of money that the Orange County Board of Supervisors illegally funneled to his daughter's fake nonprofit in Orange County. That's all being investigated. I broke that news on my channel as well. So here it is, a 501c3. Now the political arm, the one that's doing that model bill, those are not tax deductible, but these are. And then I also found out, you can click through here if you're interested, and you can find out about the executive compensation, $884,000 a year. So here we have it divided up over a few people. And Dell Bigtree bringing in $284,000 in 2022. I don't know what the 2023 or 2024 compensation was. So some of you are asking me about that as well. All right, now let's actually move on to the exact information that my assistant emailed to both the ICANN organization and also to the Aaron Seary law firm. Now I did remove the email address and so forth, but here it was. It was sent on March 12th, 2024. This went to the law clerk here at the Seary law firm. And they wrote back, we received your email expressing your concerns with the title of the vaccine confidence bill. While we don't have the bandwidth to fulsomely reply to your email, we did not want your email to go unanswered. The reason the bill is titled An Act to Increase Vaccine Confidence is because it is more likely to get passed with this title. All right. So they didn't explain the concerns in the bill. In my previous video, I explained that the title was the least of my concerns. It was everything within the bill that basically said, if the FDA does have 1 year of safety studies, not even efficacy, not even if it works or not, but if the FDA has approved this cocktail and they have a year's worth of safety, and if they put on their website that there were a couple of other things, but the main thing was that you are not exempt. That's what the bill was about. So to me, it looked like a bait and switch or just incompetence. So take your pick. And I still haven't heard yet from Del Bigtree about this. And I know many of you wrote with your concerns, which is probably why his colleagues reached out to me privately. But what I want to do is I want to actually read to you and I want to show you, and then I'll read it to you because it's quite long and I will leave it for you in my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And that was sent on March 1st. And it was sent to both the Aaron Siri Law Firm, and it was sent to ICANLegislate.org. We never heard back from ICANLegislate.org. And this email was drafted by my amazing assistant, and we discussed it. I asked her to dig into this, and this is what she came up with. So I know it's a little bit difficult to read on the screen, so I just wanted to share it with you. It's an authentic document, and I will have it all linked up for you in the Substack. And it said to Mr. Siri and to whom it may concern, and ICANN, I'm reaching out to express my questions and concerns regarding the proposed vaccine confidence bill and to seek clarification on certain aspects of the bill's language and its objectives. I appreciate and admire the great work you and your team of attorneys and paralegals are doing to fight for and preserve our rights against corporate misconduct and governmental overreach. Having had the opportunity to listen to you, this is my assistant saying this, speak several times, I'm aware of your vocal opposition to mandates, specifically mandates of medical products. I know that we both agree that the erosion of individual liberty is a matter of utmost concern, and I'm grateful for your advocacy. All right, are we clear? Is it on the table? This is a very cordial, professional communication, and we received zero response. All right, just putting it out there for all of those who want to say, Peggy, why didn't you reach out and express your concerns? Well, we did. With that being said, I will leave the entire thing for you to read, but I want to bring out some of the most important highlights. I believe we face a critical choice. We either resist and fight against these unethical and illegitimate vaccine. She wrote mandates. I don't know why, because we don't call them that here at the Healthy American. They're called illegal measures. Only a court can mandate anything. No CDC can do it, no FDA, no WHO, no WEF, not even your doctor can mandate it, certainly not your employer. So we don't want to use that word because it gives power where power doesn't exist. But they did use the term in this proposed bill, and it's likely that's why she included it here. The choice of resistance is clear to me, she writes, but I perceive the ICANN's proposed vaccine confidence bill as aligning with accepting this as the new normal and proceeding with caution. She said, it seems like you are aligning with the government interest versus individual freedoms. And that's why I write to you today, because I'm concerned about this approach and the justification to increase confidence in mandated vaccines. Shouldn't the primary objective be to prohibit all forms of medical mandates? I'm concerned about the normalization of vaccine mandates and the ramifications for our fundamental freedoms down the line. It's such a slippery slope. And this is why I feel that if you're going to take the latter approach and tolerate these vaccine requirements, then this bill needs to be clear in its language and committed to safeguarding the right of no consent with real enforcement mechanisms. If we allow the precedent to be set that the government and even in the private sector can violate our rights in an emergency, then we're in trouble. To begin with, the title and its justification are very puzzling to me. The focus on vaccine confidence suggests a different agenda, one that prioritizes public perception over individual rights. And that, friends, is the crux of the matter. In fact, I'm not in favor of any more bills or any more laws. I'm in favor of, and I'm on the record to say, that we have laws already in place that protect our God-given rights. You cannot enumerate rights and spell them out. We are born with those. And the government ideally should protect those rights, not protect our safety and protect our health. So we don't need more bills. We don't need more laws. We need fewer laws and we need more freedom. She goes on to say, why was the bill written this way? Why do the authors and supporters of this bill want to increase vaccine confidence? What does that mean exactly? And why is it relevant and important? Why place undue emphasis on promoting confidence in these rather than just respecting the individual's right to make voluntary medical decisions? In the justification section of your bill, it states the desire to increase confidence in mandated vaccines. So wouldn't a more accurate title be an act to increase mandated vaccine confidence? This is furthering the normalization that these are an acceptable requirement. The purpose of the bill states that it assures the public that an exemption exists for required vaccines that do not meet certain minimal requirements. And as I broke down in my video, that means the ones that meet the minimal requirements, you can't be exempt from. And we don't need a bill saying that you're exempt because you already are exempt. So I broke this down in great detail, friends. I'm going to leave this very lengthy letter that you can read in detail, in its entirety, at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. It's very well written. And at the end, she says, I don't mean to come across as overly critical, but I believe there are more effective approaches. ICANN should shift its focus away from bolstering public perception and confidence in the so-called mandated vaccines, and instead the priority should be resisting it altogether. However, if ICANN and Aaron Seery, your firm, if you're going to tolerate these unjust requirements for reasons unbeknownst to me, then the focus should be on safeguarding the exemptions without limiting the actual ability for one to exercise their right. Exemptions are the last line of defense, and we need stronger protections and robust enforcement mechanisms in place to truly safeguard our rights. I write this email in an earnest effort to gain some understanding of where you, Aaron Seery, and ICANN are coming from. I trust that this email will reach you, and I kindly request your response to my questions and concerns. Thank you for your time and consideration. I didn't think I needed to expose all of this in my previous video, but there you have it. And it's my understanding that she followed up and said, have you gotten my email? Am I going to hear anything from you? And again, nothing from ICANN. So setting the record straight, because I am a person of integrity and I stand in dignity and truth, because without truth, there is no freedom. Thank you, everyone. I am grateful for your discernment, for your ability to, how do I put it, read between the lies, and for your also writing to the ICANN legislate to get clarification on this very horrible bill that I hope goes nowhere fast. All right. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video, and I'm grateful that you are on board with me as we march this all the way to heaven.